Good morning. You've tuned in to the International Connection. Today we are airing part two of an interview I conducted with Bryce Taylor, a former mind control presidential model sex slave, programmed to sexually service a number of U.S. presidents, foreign dignitaries, and other power brokers, while maintaining a family life in which she had no idea she was being used by the government. They had gained this total control of her by her father trauma conditioning her from infancy, involving sexual abuse, deprivation, ritual trauma, drugs, hypnosis, and electricity, all of which created many dissociated identities which were then programmed for certain tasks. Here now is part two of that interview. Do you consider yourself completely free of control from your perpetrators, and have they attempted to re-access you?
Yes, I consider myself absolutely free, and I still receive harassment, although since I've gotten my book out, it's more on a verbal level, more on a like receiving things in the mail that are an attempt to trigger my programming, or like messing with my mail and things like that.
And I'd like to go into a bit more detail about what kinds of things that you were used by your handlers for.
Uh-huh. This is a big one. I was used to deliver. I was used by a member of the National Security Agency and someone that was oftentimes close to presidents, where I was programmed with what he called mind files. And I had government mind files where I was programmed to have perfect photographic recall of documents that I was programmed to read and remember in my head. It was like having a computer brain, a human computer at your access. And along with that, I was also used with these mind files in order to be like a programming or a postal bank of communication between the elite members that were bringing out the New World Order in order to keep their world plan orchestrated and organized. I was also used as a sex slave to presidents and foreign leaders and entertainers here and abroad in order to deliver programmed messages from the elite in order to keep the plan smoothly running and operating.
So this is the global elite that is attempting to implement this New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And do you...
I was also used on lower levels in my community with money laundering and all sorts of pornography, prostitution, all of that kind of stuff. I mean, it was just like endless.
And do you have memories of the details of what they had put into what information they were keeping in your mind files?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, years of it. I spent years documenting everything. It's very classified projects and plans for the New World Order.
Yeah, and I do want to go into talking more detail about that. Can you tell us in terms of alerting the public about what kinds of things that they are planning to bring about this New World Order and what that they envision that this would be?
From what I heard on the inside and my experience sitting among these elite people, so-called elite, certainly not the spiritual elite of our world, but the financial elite, was that their plan is of a world takeover, because they feel that genetically and in every other way, physically, that the populations of the earth are inferior, of an inferior genetic strain. And what they are attempting to do is to bring down the population through various contrived means, which is a whole nother subject of all of its own, in order to bring these people to death so that the planet will be left pristine and untouched for their future progeny.
It might be a bit too late for that.
Yeah. They feel that and certainly I don't have the most current information. Survivors that have come out since I have more current information of the plan, because I'm certain that they've had to change it and alter it in order to begin to bring it through. But I believe that what they feel is their ace in the hole this time, because they've tried this many, many other generations, almost like a game of wits, of the most intellectual and financial power brokers being able to see, you know, what kind of game they could do here on the small minds of the planet, of these people that are unwitting victims. Even people that aren't under mind control are victims of all of this, and will be in the future, as they are now, but in the future I think it'll be more. But when I was getting out, what I understood was that they were planning a complete and total economic collapse of the nation that would make depression of the 29s look like just child play, and that through that bringing people financially to their knees, that they could then come in and control them and bring in whatever other measures that they would want to in the guise of rescuing, when it certainly would not be that at all. Mm. And personally, I would like to put a call out to all people that are in any way spiritually connected, knowing that this plan cannot ever be able to be brought about as the people, even at the higher levels that are participating, may be participating without knowing what they've been participating in, such as members of the intelligence community who have been compartmentalized in their knowledge of what projects they were participating in. I would certainly put scientists that are inventors in that category. I would put people that are in the Masonic order that perhaps at the lower levels are serving the king at the highest levels without realizing that what they're putting their energy in, thinking that they're helping children and people that are in need of help. What they're doing actually is serving the highest levels of evil and corruption and destruction of men, women, and children. That people need to realize that that these people that are serving are turning against their own, and that we need to take back our own spiritual power and stay connected spiritually in order to know what to do and how to act and how to see the truth and how to discern what lies and propaganda and strategies have been given over the television or over movies with intentional strategies. That I sat with the men who strategized what thoughts and belief systems they were trying to get people to believe so that they could continue with the plan. And mind control was their ace in the hole this time, because they felt that there couldn't be any mess ups, and no human frailty or weakness of mind or conscience if people were under mind control. So I would just ask people to please open their eyes and to begin to not just take what they see that's given out by the government, the intelligence communities, as truth and reality, but to begin to question and think on their own.
Now, specifically, how do you think mind control would be used in terms of a takeover implementation?
Well, I think there are people that they have in positions of power, not only in the military, but also in political and religious circles, who are themselves under mind control and can be used as puppets to to do whatever they're instructed to do from higher up levels. People think that we elect our presidents, and I've sat with the people who planned who the presidents were going to be and groomed them and told them what to do and what to say and how to say it and when to say it and when not to. And I delivered all kinds of messages of instruction to presidents and world leaders about what to do and what not to do. And I watched as people that were good people and weren't involved were manipulated, brainwashed, and controlled by persons like myself that were programmed, dressed in jewels and, you know, beautiful clothes and with all the very fancy and sophisticated sexual innuendos and techniques that I and myself, my daughter, others were programmed to do and go in and just, if these men were at all able to be coerced, they were manipulated and then they were blackmailed. And these people that are in positions of power know how to find out and research what people's weaknesses are, whether they're sex, drugs, you know, sexual perversion, whatever it is, financial gain. They lure them in, and once people have been forced or coerced to participate and do the dirty deed, and a lot of times it was filmed, videotaped, and documented, and then these people that were already in positions of either financial, political, or whatever power were then told, this will be public knowledge and information if you don't go along with us. So I watched people being coerced at the highest levels, at parties of the elite where cocaine was flowing and drugs and alcohol, whatever anyone wanted. If you wanted sex with children, if they wanted sex with, you know, whatever. Anything that they wanted, people were given. And it was perversion at the highest levels.
Now, when you speak of the global elite, I've just finished airing interviews with Fritz Springmeier and Cisco Wheeler. They speak of this global elite as being what's known as the Illuminati. Is that your understanding?
Actually, I couldn't name it. It was never called that. On the inside, but I will go as so far to say that it's some of the money, old money families. And the reason I don't name names is because there are too many of them, number one. The names aren't going to help us sort out the problem, but the information is. And I was clearly told by a member of the intelligence community, White House intelligence, for 29 years that I could tell what happened, but not to name the names. And I want my children brought into safety and healing, and I believe that my children's level of healing isn't going to be much different from what the healing is going to be needed for some of these people that have been involved at the highest levels.
And just want to go back to the point about the economy. How specifically do you think they will manipulate the economy to bring
it
down?
Well, I think that we've all lived in an inflated society, not just the government, but we've all been trained to use credit cards, buy on credit, and really we own virtually nothing anymore. And so if you do a crash on the financial things that people have invested in, all of it, it's all just a mind game anyway. None of it's real. It cripples the economy. And the specific means of how that is to be done, I would say probably has feelers and fingers into the IRS and to all the banking systems that are now, the world banking systems are in place, have been for years, that if you follow the money, that you'll find a lot of the answers.
So do you believe that there will be, for example, a stock market crash?
I don't like to predict these kind of things, but I would say that is a strategy that in the past I have heard and know has been used in the past. Mm-hmm. I would feel like I'd be disrespectful to people to say that I know that to be sure, but I've certainly heard it. But like I said, I've been out for a number of years, and things change and strategies change.
Right.
They alter them as they perhaps are uncovered or being a problem to the plan.
So what do you feel that the public can do to thwart their intentions?
I think people need to contact their local politicians and demand information be divulged about the government experiment, the medical radiation, drug experiments, mind control experiments, all of that. I think as people start learning about the internal structure of the Masonic Order and how the programming is working and how people's brainwaves can be altered and messed with even at a distance, I think people need to get very instructed and educated about what's gone on. I think people need to begin to simplify their lives and financially in all ways in order to be able to take the time to evolve spiritually and see what's really going on, to connect deeply. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think that or fortunately, I guess you could look at this in a very fortunate way, that people are going to have the opportunity to make a spiritual stance as people were during the times of Nazi Germany, where they housed babies and people that were going to be killed due to a sick genetic belief system. I believe that that as people are able to really take a stand and understand and help, that it will turn things around. But I think that a lot's been put into place, and it's going to take some time to undo it. Obviously, with all the people that are under mind control that are going to need to be healed.
Mm-hmm. Now, from the global elite's perspective, what do they consider threats to their plan?
Oh, I think the exposure of the plan would would be a threat to their plan.
Mm-hmm.
I think people being in charge of themselves and understanding that there are projects such as the HARP project that is altering the frequency of the planet and of the minds of the people that are here, and demanding that project be stopped. Instead of stopping the military from being able to hide a research and instrumentation and experimentation of weaponry that is oftentimes is unable to be seen. It's invisible, but it's damaging to the public and to the world. And to demand to know what their tax dollars are being used for, which, from my perspective, people are paying taxes in order that all this research be done on the mind control and on everything else, and they're paying for their own demise,
mm-hmm.
paying for their own destruction, because they're fueling the government agencies and the military that has been given such a high priority on this earth for destruction, instead of funding education and teaching children how to think and critically analyze and empowering people. It's all been, the society is pretty much built on, still with a military mind, and bent on destruction and control and power.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you had access to this information, what was their time frame for bringing this about, or did that come up?
Oh, about the financial thing?
Yep.
It was within the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm. And do you believe that may still be on track?
The plan was intended to be culminated by the year 2000.
Mm-hmm. And is there a particular significance to the years 1998 or 1999? In terms of their own occult belief system?
Yeah, I think it's the occultic numerology and all those belief systems that they've based this on. It's a perversion of Christianity. It's right. A perversion of Christ. Everything that I ever saw was a perversion of everything that is good.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard a number of mind control survivors talking about end times programming. Mm-hmm. Do you have any knowledge of that and what that entails?
Yeah, I had that too, where there were, I never actually got to what my job was, but I knew that there was a job that I was programmed to have and do during those end times. And I think that people were programmed and are still programmed to create endless chaos. And I think with the general population being so ignorant about the mind control technology, about how targeted energy can affect brainwaves, and about all of this higher level technology stuff, that they're blinded to all of this, and that's dangerous.
Now, do you feel that therapists and other professionals have made any headway to disable this kind of programming and to heal?
I think that the therapists that have been working diligently in this for years, and I highly honor them, and I'm very grateful, and I think that they've done a lot, and I think that they've done it against all odds, and I think they've done it as a great sacrifice professionally and in every way. And I think that certainly bringing the programming to light and to conscious awareness dismantles much of it. And I think that the EEG biofeedback technology is something that therapists can use to, instead of taking 10 to 12 to 15 years to reintegrate someone with DID, that it can be done in a year or two without so much disruption to the person's functional life.
Now, generally, how long do you think it's taken them to actually program these people to the level that they can be used to participate in their plans?
Well, usually it's the intergenerational abuse. So children that are going to be used, usually in official levels, are programmed from birth, and it's taken years.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that they're starting in the 70s, children were that weren't from intergenerational families began to be programmed in daycare centers, which is where you have the McMartin preschool case and all of these cases that the children told what happened and were either initially believed and then allowed the media or the people from the inside to come in and say, no, this never happened, and have the cases turned around, or to make the children look incredible, like they were not telling the truth. But that's another question I always ask people, is just like as a child, when I told, how would I have known about all this sexual stuff unless I had seen it? I mean, adults need to logically think about how a child would ever even conceive of this kind of horror, and yet they're not just one or two children around are coming up with this, but hordes of children from all over the world. I mean, people have got to start looking at this logically, that this is not just some, you know, stupid false memory foundation. This is something that's a real thing. Children have better things to be doing and not the ability to create this kind of organized horror.
Mm-hmm. And you alluded to child prostitution and pornography. How closely is that connected with these global elites and the plans with the New World Order?
Well, I believe that, at least from my perspective and my experience, that that the child pornography and prostitution was done for their pleasure and entertainment. My daughter and my sons were prostituted, taken to parties where the elite were anybody that wanted to have sex with them was able to go in and have sex with children. I think it's used as also an incredible fundraising ability to bring in large amounts of money as they are able to underground this child pornography into international markets where it's highly sought after and brings in a lot of funding to fund their operations.
So, in your opinion, how widespread do you think trafficking in children is going on today?
I think it's enough that if normal people knew how widespread it was, it would bring them to their knees. I think that it's like Ted Gunderson says, you know, as an ex-member of the FBI or retired, that in California they knew exactly where all the stolen cars were, but no one had any idea about any statistics organized or in any way about where the missing children went. Hmm. I mean, that's it's pretty bad.
What, in your opinion, can you estimate how many you think have been programmed? How many are mind control victims?
You know, I really don't. I never personally of my own on the inside heard or saw. I know there were a lot of people. I know I have met a lot of people that are healing, and I get letters from survivors from all over the world. I did a statistic I did hear from a member of the intelligence community at one time was that the Presidential Model Project, where women were programmed to sexually service presidents and the elites, was that there were 3,000 in this country, which would mean that there would be 3,000 women, and then, as with my case, my daughter would follow in my footsteps. So she, you know, it's like a pyramid game, you know, where the as each generation goes on, the amounts of people get larger and larger and larger as the intergenerational families continue to propagate.
And you have been in touch with quite a number of survivors. Can you speak to what kind of similarities between their accounts and geographically where they're from?
Actually, physically, they're from all over the world, and so I really haven't seen any kind of physical, like, you know, everybody's from California or everybody's from Nevada. It's not like that. But people do name a lot of the same military bases. I'll just say for myself, I was, my daughter and myself were programmed heavily at Point Magoo Naval Base, where they did, they had dolphin tanks and research, and there were places in at Edwards Air Force Base, different, all sorts of different locations, but I think our commonalities are that we're all naming either major medical hospitals where arms of different research projects were done, or military bases, or NASA stations. That it's an organized picture. It's not just you know, some little satanic cult operating here or there somewhere else. It's all very organized.
And have the people you've spoken to have they had similar experiences to you in terms of the starting from an early age and being exposed to these satanic ritual abuses, and what percentage of people are involved in more of the government mind control that you've spoken to?
Actually, most of the survivors I've met have been used more at local levels, or not just prostitute, but used at not within the government, but used more at a lower level. However, I'd say there's been 10 or 12 other presidential models that I've met. I've met a lot of women who come up to me and are afraid to give me much of their story, but will say, so-and-so was also my abuser. I remember this man. And a lot of my validation has come from not naming the names, and from many of these women who are so frightened, having never read my book or any of my information, and they find me out in the hall and corner me and name the names. And oftentimes they're some of the high-level perpetrators that were also my abusers. Mm-hmm. So I quietly validate them, and they go off and heal knowing they're not crazy.
Now, I want to also talk about the connections, the criminal connections to other organized crime, and particularly trafficking in children, and wondered if you could shed any information that you had been exposed to in that regard.
Well, I will explain, as far as the criminal connections, that my memories and my experiences as a child were heavily mob involved, as well as CIA and government, different medical universities and military bases that were used.